Hey, Lobo Gang, welcome back to Teen Girl Struggles. Today's episode is gonna be on relationships in personal health. Alright, so let's go ahead and get into it. So, as I was saying today, guys, our episode focuses on personal health and relationships. So, I really want to take a moment and say, if you're in something that's toxic right now or not making you happy, walk away. Walk away and focus on yourself. That's literally the most important thing you can do, because at the end of the day, no one cares about you. No one cares about you how you care about yourself. People can care about your feelings, but no one will ever love you and care about you the way you love and care about yourself. And you should never let anybody make you feel like you're not worth that. So, I want to focus on things that can make your health better and that can improve your happiness and toxic relationships. For starters, if you're struggling mentally, emotionally, physically, do things that make you happy, guys. You know, spend time with people who you care about. Spend time with people who want to see you be better. It's nothing worse than being in a toxic environment, because it's just not healthy for you. Personally, I've had to take time and leave people that I cared about and just see new things. I met someone who I know really cares about me and has my back and wants to see me succeed. And because of that person, I don't make so many stupid decisions. I don't focus on so many bad things that happen in life. I focus on the good. And that's what's really nice. It's nice to feel like someone else cares about you and is not trying to use you. And, you know, I had a struggle with that myself personally. I always felt like the people in my life were not really concerned about me. It was always about them. You know, I always felt like my friends wanted me to care about them and make sure they were happy, but no one really cared if I was happy. And now I have someone who does. You know, I would not eat. I would just do things that was not the most good. I would do things that were, per se, not healthy for my body, hurting me in the long term, you know. But when I had this positive influence around me, it got me out of my issues and helped me see the good back in myself. You know, as someone who deals with depression and anxiety issues, having someone who I know is always in my corner helps too. And that could be the case for you. You know, just knowing that someone cares about you and wants to see you do good and isn't here to hurt you is nice to know. It doesn't matter if it's a friendship, a relationship. If there's toxic people in your life, you need to let them go. You need to move on with your life and do what's best for you. Because people who really love you will try to be there for you. They won't do things that can hurt you. They won't do things that make you sad. They'll be there and they'll make you a better person. And that's what you need in your life. As well, acceptance. You have to be in acceptance. You have to accept the person you are. So regardless if that's someone who is straight, bi, sex, whatever you are, your religious preferences, anything, everything about yourself, you have to accept. And you cannot worry about what other people feel, because it will only hurt you and your health. It's okay to care about people's opinions, but it's also okay to just worry about yourself. Don't let everybody else's decisions make you feel like you had to do something. And if people say you're selfish or anything, just shake it off, because honestly, majority of the time, people only call you selfish when you're not doing the things they want you to do. I'm not saying that you should be selfish, because being selfish is not something that we should do. We all are guilty of doing it, but that's okay. Because sometimes you need to just worry about yourself. Sometimes you just need to be about you. You cannot always focus on making everybody else happy in your life. You have to worry about your happiness. For me personally, the person who entered my life makes me happy. She makes me feel better about things in my life and makes me feel more complete. She gives me hope, and she sees the good and all the potential in me. She reassures me that all my dreams can come true, and she doesn't bang and give negative energy to all the ideas that I have. When it comes to my hopes and my aspirations, she is just as excited as me, and she understands and she wants to see me do well. And compare it to the people who I have been surrounded with before that, it's a change. I'm not saying that you may not have people who occasionally don't do that, or, excuse me, do that, because I as well have people who have been in my life who have been positive towards me. But to have someone on an everyday basis, no matter what you say, continue to do that for you, it's overwhelming, but in a good way. It's nice. It's relieving. I personally, I don't like to eat. I don't have a eating disorder, but I have an issue with eating. I have self-confidence issues, but she on a regular basis reassures me that you don't have to feel bad about your body. You're beautiful the way you are, and it is so nice to heal that way. So nice to be uplifted by someone. So nice for someone to tell me that they feel that the way I look is perfectly fine. And if you need that, that is okay. It's okay to want to be uplifted by someone in your life. You deserve that. As well as the fact that even without that, you deserve to uplift yourself. You deserve to see the beauty in yourself. So never, never stop seeing it. These are things that make you as a person better and makes your life easier on you, because if you can be happy with yourself, no one else can have power over you. No one else can make you feel less than. No one else can take things and manipulate you. You are in control, and that's what matters. As well, I also want to talk to you guys, though, about some tips for a healthy, happy living lifestyle that improves your health. So, as you guys know, none of us like to do it. Well, some of us do. I like flavored, but that's not as healthy. Drink a glass of water every morning, you know. It really helps. It helps you with your energy, your skin health, digestion. Just drink a glass of water the first thing in the morning. If you are somewhere and you're out and you can take the stairs, take the stairs. It will give you so much energy to just take the stairs, because it's this burst of energy in a way. You're using strength and it gives you more physical activity. When eating, try to give yourself more vegetables. None of us really like veggies, but it's also really good for you. You know, you can still have what you like to eat, but compromise and eat something that's good for you. You could also, as well, track your steps. Your phones are able to track your steps with the apps. Get a fitness tracker. There's so many things that you can do to make sure you're getting that. Skincare. Making sure you keep your skin happy and moisturized and clean is such a positive influence because it'll make you feel better about yourself. It'll make you feel happier with the way you look. It boosts your energy because it's just the idea. Anyway, I don't know how to explain it, but these are things that are really good for you. And use stuff that's green friendly and non-toxic, because then it also makes you feel like you're being green and eco. Eating food that's just it real, not so much fast food, trying new things, broadening your tastes, doing things that seem unusual compared to your normal, and eating foods that's good and unique. Try to stand up every 30 minutes while working. Nothing is as good for you as just getting some stand time. When you were in school, you would get stand time. A lot of people are doing virtual schools this year, at least in America. Personally, I am. So taking time out the day to stand and just stand and move around instead of just sitting while I'm doing school is really helpful. Try to get some sunlight. You know, as they say, our vitamin D is one of the most important nutrients for overall health. And you can get that from sunlight. Try to surround yourself with plants. Like, having plants around you can improve your mood, creativity, and it can also help you with problem solving. If you start sweating, do not get upset about it. It's good to try and sweat because that means you're getting physical activity and it helps you with your health. When you're drinking smoothies, try to have green smoothies. There's really good green smoothies that you can get. Detox smoothies and everything. Never stop working hard. You know, guys, work hard to achieve your goals, but be a kind person. Have a positive mindset. Having a positive mindset will help you get so far in life because you'll be happy and you'll be doing things that make you feel good about yourself, and there's nothing better than that. Get enough sleep. Try to get enough sleep, guys. And I know that's so hard. I barely get enough sleep, but try. Have some good alone time, you know. You don't always have to be surrounded by people. Being by yourself is good for you. Gives you time to focus on yourself and the things that make you happy, and that's good. As well as doing things that you enjoy. Just do things that make you happy. And try to smile. Smiling will make you feel better if you do it. Just make sure you guys are always focusing on the things that make you happy. Regardless of that somebody or anything. But make sure you stay who you are and make sure you stay independent. My message that I want to get to you guys overall today is, make sure you take care of your personal health and make sure you're putting yourself as one of your number one priorities. Never let people make you feel like you have to be someone. Never let people make you feel like you have to have them in your life. Because as long as you have yourself, you should be okay. Just want to let you guys know I love you, Love Bell Gang. And I'm going to try to become more consistent with my postings again. Bye, guys.